pumpkins are popping up on neighborhood doorsteps, Halloween in the air and on TV. We're joined by Matt Rausch, TV Guide entertainment editor, who's tuning into two major horror series arriving this week. Matt, what are these horror shows, and are they both graphic?
Well, they are. Because they're on cable, they can get away with a lot more than they could if they were on a regular network. Like ABC has a show called 666 Park Avenue on Sunday nights, and it's rather tame by comparison to what's going on cable. Tonight, major hit show on for AMC. This is their biggest hit ever, and it's The Walking Dead going into its third season of zombie killing mayhem, and it is really, really sometimes so hard to watch, you almost have to watch through your fingers. It's so incredibly graphic as they take down the zombies in horrible ways, and occasionally really bad things happen to really good people. There aren't a lot of humans left in this environment, and they've been looking for safe haven. As the new season begins, they find an abandoned prison, which of course is not as abandoned as it looks from the outside. So going through these creepy prison corridors and what's going to jump out of the next cell, I mean, it's really just pure suspense, and it's just absolutely horrifying at times, but it is one of the biggest hits basic cable has ever seen.
Well, it's neat with when it's pure suspense, but the graphic violence can be something else, but that seems to be the way horror has evolved in the movie culture over the years. It used to be sort of a lot of imagination.
Yeah, and this is not that. This is more from the George Romero school of horror in a way that it was influenced all the way back from Night of the Living Dead. But the thing about The Walking Dead is it also is very character-driven, so that the people who are in this band of survivors, they have very interesting conflicts going on, and they're about to meet a few human more human characters who might just be about as deadly as the zombies. So it isn't just that. It isn't like torture porn. This really does seem to have point, like as a survival epic. The one that comes up on Wednesday is more surreal than, I mean, it has graphic moments, but it's more surreal and bizarre and twisted, and this comes from the imagination of Ryan Murphy, who did Glee and Nip Tuck and things like that. This is the second season of American Horror Story on FX. Big hit, got a lot of Emmy nominations last year, but this is now they're looking at it as an anthology. Every season is a completely different story. This one has a different setting. It's a different time setting. They're not in a haunted house this time. Now they're in a mental asylum where the criminally insane, run by nuns, including a very sinister lady played by Jessica Lange, who won an Emmy last year and the role that she did in the first season, but it's got, you know, crazy stuff, serial killers roaming the halls, and just, again, it's pretty grisly, but you don't really know what you're watching yet. It's also creepy and bizarre. I don't know if there's ghosts or what the heck's going on here, and you maybe will never know, but the first episode really is kind of mind-blowing, and again, that's what people expect when they tune into these shows, especially on these really daring cable networks like FX and AMC. They're looking for the envelope to be pushed. Sometimes you might wish for them to be sealed a little bit, but still, this is pretty hardcore stuff.
Let's turn to politics on TV. Second presidential debate Tuesday night, and the candidates continue to get on popular TV shows to drum up support.
Well, sure, yeah. A couple of days after the debate on Tuesday, you'll see President Obama show up on The Daily Show. I think it's his sixth visit to that show, not during this campaign, of course. But, yeah, they do find a way to use media to their advantage going on these kind of programs. But also, of course, it's fodder for humor. Last night, Saturday Night Live did a better job of doing finding comedy out of the vice presidential debate, mainly because of the dynamics of the two participants. But also, there was a great joke from the Martha Raddatz actress who was playing the moderator saying, well, you know, no matter what you do, it's really not going to shift the needle because you're just the vice president, which really indicates that, again, all eyes are on Tuesday to see how things go because of the way the first debate played out. The stakes are very, very high this Tuesday. The numbers have been very high for these ratings, and I expect Tuesdays to go through the roof.
Okay, Matt Rausch, TV Guide entertainment editor.